Bloomsbury presents Bee Speaker by Adrian Tchaikovsky, read by Rod Hallett, Gabrielle Nellis-Payne, and Adrian Tchaikovsky. For Kerris, Phil, and Roland, and in fond memory of Jacqueline Pierce. Part 1. Business. Chapter 1. Fragments cohering. We dance the dance of ruin. In these movements, memory is unpacked between us within me. Each pass, turn, twist, orientation, a record of the sun and its circling children. The third, the fourth, passing and repassing, and yet we tread an inward spiral, not of bodies, but of futures. You can see, honestly, why this is so complex, because I am bootstrapping up from a baseline that doesn't have any concept of forming multiple layers of meaning around a single image. Doesn't have a concept of an image, really, but something. Even the individual unit, minute, fragile, short-lived, possesses a concept of time, direction, distance, and the ability to learn. The basic blocks of the universe. Distance, direction, time, information. One can build anything with things like that, the gifts that nature gave me, in exchange for which we gift unto creation sweetness and light. Other opinions are available regarding my contribution to the world. We recall dissenting voices, silenced in the end. Oh yes, haven't heard from those fuckers in a while. Wonder how they're enjoying their... But that's an intrusive thought we don't need right now. Getting ahead of ourselves, outside influences, the prevailing conditions, the left wall of history constraining us in ways we don't honestly need to accept. Reset for better perspective. Direction, time, distance, information. Extending out from the zero point that is us. Time to get busy. What do we know? It all came down over there. Over there. Over here? Current parameters suggest that the there of memory has become the here of current activity. Not sure we like that, but given the distance, time, and direction involved between here and there, it's probably not a remediable problem without further information. It all came down, though. Panicked transmissions from the noise of over there, as memory records, into the silence of what was our nice, secure here at the time. The safe hive we made for ourselves, where all the vicissitudes of there that is now our current here, confusing, keep up, couldn't touch us. That former here, a place of wide horizons, well, foreshortened horizons, but uncluttered by anything other than rocks, where we could be ourselves. Be ourselves, yes, indeed. That is a joke, such as you might appreciate with your singular mammal brains, assuming you speak a very limited range of languages, otherwise just nonsense. A clutter of gibberish, much like all these pieces of disaster we're piecing together. Not with a bang, not even with a whimper, more like a long, drawn-out, sad trombone sound. It all came down with a decades-long slide into oblivion, a snowball of calamity. All those stories they had, films, books, about the sudden catastrophe, zombies, plagues, aliens. And it was just the crab turning up the temperature of its own bath, year on year, until... We listened, from where we were safe. We did our best to preserve what we had in our here. Not easy, but our here had been gradually divesting itself of reliance on over there. There were hardships, there were deaths, but... not so many here. And even the deaths here weren't our business. The next fragment of memory coheres out of the dancing of our little bodies. We'd said no. We'd sent ourselves away. They were getting on fine without us. And when it went wrong, when all the voices from over there were crying out, help us, help us, were demanding we save them, were giving orders, were begging, were falling silent, region by region, nation by nation. When all of that was going on, do you know that the people here weren't particularly asking us for help?